when you were a boy.
Graveyard.
Now it's a cemetery.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And if it's a man and he leaves a widow,
yeah,
and she wears black, you'll say she wears black to show that she's
a mourning from.
Mm-hmm. And somebody might want to cheer her up, so he'll say, now everything will be all right. There's no need for you to
worry. Mm-hmm.
What did you call that disease where the joints would get stiff? Maybe your finger joints would get stiff, or your back, or your legs, or your elbow.
Arthritis?
Is this what you called it in the early days?
No, they didn't know what rheumatism or something like that.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know nothing about arthritis then.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have that disease around here? Maybe not you yourself, but the one where the patient gets yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Uh-huh.
No, I've heard of it, but I never did see it.
How about that one where the membrane forms in the throat and the patient strangles? This, I guess, would be for little children.
I wouldn't know.
Diphtheria, or?
Well, it couldn't be your tonsils.
No, this was contagious. I think they called it diphtheria.
Yeah, that's for, more so for babies and things like that, isn't it? Yeah, I've heard that diphtheria a lot of times.
That must be a really miserable.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, because they've got medicine now that they can almost bring you back to life.
Just about.
Yeah, you bet. We've got two awful good doctors here.
You're lucky.
Well, they got five, but that Rozier, he's a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
He's awful good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a veterinarian, but they're surgeons. Rozier. Listen, I seen something in a magazine once where he was the 12th smartest man on that in the United States.
Hmm.
But now I can't tell it just like it was, but it's come out in a magazine.
Where's your hospital? Do you go to Lawton for that?
Or? No, they got a hospital up here.
Right in town? Oh, Duncan, huh?
No, here at Waurika.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes to all these hospitals a lot of times and operates.
Mm-hmm. Huh. You're lucky.
Yeah. This is not very good. We tried to get one of those county hospitals here, but couldn't do it. People from Ryan, Ringland, of course, they voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't care who voted against it. I voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been glad to have got it.
You betcha.
Yeah, you bet. That's been a great thing.
You bet. When you're sick, if you can get that.
Because I come pretty near dying there for 40, 50 days. They didn't think I'd live at all.
Hmm. This was when you had your heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was this?
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, about 3 or 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. In August sometime. Had no idea I'd have a heart attack and I could fly.
Hmm. What'd you do, overeat that day or just?
No.
Just a regular day, huh?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's funny.